from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We will get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report in a moment, including some excellent quotes, I would say, from John Middleton. Excellent quotes.
Excellent?
From John. Yeah. When is Mr. Middleton coming on the WIP Afternoon Show?
That's a great point.
Mm.
I remember when he did that hour with Angelo. You remember that?
Yeah, right, that's when he did the whole...
I'm going to get that trophy back or die trying.
Yeah, die trying.
And I think it was after that he said that the Twitter poll that WIP had was why he won the prize.
Yeah, that was late, a couple years later.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
The prize thing, yeah.
But love to get Mr. Middleton here on WIP Afternoon Show. Make it happen. Pay Jackie Baseball over there. All right, yeah. Mike in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hey. Wanted to jump in on a conversation with you guys to talk about. I am half and half. I'm with Ike as far as Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper should definitely have pinch hit that game. The way that they coming off of that streak of losing, you got to win that game. And that man makes too much money and is too much of a superstar to sit on the bench in that moment when you need him. Like, I know you guys were talking about earlier about people needing a day off, and I get that. But when you do make that kind of money, that's where you're the type of person, you're that talented, you need to step up, and we need you in that moment to continue this win train.
Well, so let me ask you this, Mike. Because of the money he makes, does that mean he never gets a day off? Or, like, what's the line, and what does he have to do? Should he have to play all nine positions like Bugs Bunny, or because he's making a lot of money? I'm just trying to figure out, like, I understand the money part of it. I understand the responsibility part of it. But he's still a human being who's 31 years old, who we need to be great in a month and a half. So at what point does his physical, you know, limitations as a human supersede the fact that he's making a lot of money?
You give him the time off when you're in that down. Like, all right, so how many months, where did he go? Like a month or two of just barely hitting the ball? Give him a day off during that time to get his head together. And in reality, he's still got a day off. We just needed him in that moment because of what he's worth. And not just the money side, but the talent alone, you need him in that moment. It's, you know what I mean? Like, I'll take a day off of work, but I'll still field a call from a client. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not working, but I needed you in that exact moment. And he's the guy that can do it. Now, like, JT, look, he's an old catcher. He's the best catcher we got. He's still, to me, one of the best catchers in the league. Let him sit. All right, I'll get not risking him.
Mm-hmm.
But Bryce can swing the bat. I don't know. I wanted him to get in that moment. And, you know, it drove me crazy.
It drove me crazy, too. I want to be clear. Yesterday, I was angry. I was frustrated. I couldn't believe that this same thing happened with Stubbs a week and a half ago. And here it is again. You know, and after Jack had mentioned, Ruben had said, I think it was on our air, that he didn't think something.
On the morning show.
On the morning show, that it wouldn't happen again. But I keep coming back to understand what you're saying. If I'm going to trust Rob Thompson with anything, it's this. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe not blind trust, but informed blind trust, in that he just seems to have a feel for when these things are right. He didn't sit Castellanos. He came around. He sat Trey Turner. Trey Turner had an outrageous game, you know, outrageous three games after he sat.
Yeah.
We have a huge series with Atlanta this week, mm-hmm. which means more than that game. You know, you sweep Atlanta, all of a sudden they're 10 games back. You get swept by Atlanta, all of a sudden they're 4 games back. I don't know. I think...
Well, to me, that, I mean, we don't have the Atlanta games in our bag yet, so why give away a game?
Well,
you essentially put more pressure on yourself going to Atlanta.
The only thing I push back on there is we didn't give away. They were losing the game.
Yeah.
And really,
they didn't give away the game.
Yes.
They just didn't push all the chips in to try to win it. Yes.
And I know this sounds ridiculous, and I'm sort of simplifying it too much, but if Cal Stevenson is a 200 hitter and Bryce Harper is a 300 hitter, it means out of 10 times, Bryce Harper's going to get a hit one more time than Cal Stevenson is. And it's more likely that he's going to fail than he's going to succeed. So everyone seems to think he could have just put Bryce in and all of a sudden we win the game. That's not exactly what happens, you know? So we have
It's easier to accept.
Yes. 100%. And I'm somebody who's been frustrated with Thompson over the last couple of months of him just sort of accepting the way that it is. I guess I just feel like they turned the corner and I felt safe not doing everything we needed to do to take that game. But it didn't take me until the next day anyway. Mike, tell us why you should be in the afternoon show, Fantasy Football League.
I got two reasons. So one reason is the first reason is because when it comes to me in fantasy football, I always give everybody a good run for their money the regular season, but I always lose it in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Like, I just can never close it. So bringing me in is basically like, you know, I'll get you all the way to the championship, and if you're playing me, you're probably going to win.
I like
Second
that.
Reason, I love dad jokes. You know, you got to bring some dad jokes to the league.
Dad jokes. I would like some dad jokes.
I like good dad jokes. We haven't had a comedian at the draft.
Yeah, what do you think of fart jokes and double entendres? I'm just kidding. You don't have to answer that. Okay. All right. Mike, you know, what I like that Mike did is instead of saying he's good at fantasy football, he said, I'm just good enough to lose to you in the playoffs.
And I bring some entertainment value.
Yeah, dad jokes.
To the league.
We put him in. He better come with that in that draft. He better be dad joke up. You know, he better have a long
list.
Let me
just say, one year, somebody called. I don't know what the qualifications were, but he had two girls.
Oh, yeah. That was pre-me, I think. Wait, I think I was there.
He brought the girls?
Yeah. Well, we had him bring them because he was talking. He was bragging about it.
Oh, really?
So he brought them with him to the draft.
Not daughters we're talking about.
No, not daughters. It was somebody's daughter. Yeah, I'm sure they are. Somebody's daughter, yes. They weren't his.
Wow.
Yes.
Well?
And they were in their birthday suits.
At the draft? At Cheeky's?
That hammer is real, for real.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was a draft night.
Well, I wouldn't
want that. Gonna happen.
That was a draft night.
Well, because now we got the midday show in our same, you know, vicinity.
Well, get them out of there.
Well, that's it.
Let's put them in the, give them a table
stuff,
in the front
them
of
Chickies. Stuff them on a locker.
Yeah. Hugh doesn't even know where the alien movie takes place. Gilio's 109 pounds.
And Hugh cares nothing about a draft.
Yes. What are we doing?
There's nothing about fantasy football.
Get them out of there. Put them in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Put them in the front of Chickies.
They're not, first off, they're not Chickies, man.
No. They're never at Chickies. We're at Chickies every week.
Yeah, we're Chickies, man.
Yeah. There's got to be a different place we can put them. Put them on, you know that
the catwalk?
The catwalk up above everyone? Line them up there. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
Yeah, put them in the parking lot.
Let's talk.
Put them in the parking lot.
Let's talk a little baseball. Why not?
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
Before we get to these Middleton quotes, really important news out of Atlanta. Austin Riley out 6 to 8 weeks.
Wow. Dude, if we blow the division
today. Listen, the Braves must have really sold their souls to get that World Series, man.
Yeah. I mean, Riley.
I mean, seriously.
Albies. Strider.
There's a year
Acuna,
from hell.
Acuna. Again.
It's unbelievable.
And by the way, they're still, what, six
games? They won't go away.
Yeah, they won't go away. They're still terrifying. We got to win this series,
yes,
man. We got to win the series. And I was doing
especially after we gave away that game yesterday.
Yes. Well, and I'm thinking about it, and I started to convince myself this morning, well, look, if they only win one out of three, they only lose one game off the lead, blah, blah. No.
No.
You got to win this series. You got to win this series.
Don't you start that, yes.
You got to win
this
series.
It's a desperate Braves team going down there. Like, just don't get embarrassed. That's all I care about.
Well, losing a series, what is that?
That's embarrassed.
No, it's not.
They win the first and the third.
Hold on. And I know we got Wheeler and Nola going in this series. And well, Sanchez.
Yeah. They
all three of them, right?
Yep. Yeah, well, as long as Sanchez they didn't commit to because he said he wanted to make sure how he was feeling after the complete game.
Oh, it would be on a day's rest. Oh, is it a short rest?
It'd be same. It'd be same, but he threw 100 pitches, which I guess he's not. He's got a pitching.
Yeah, of course he is. He's a gamer.
Yeah, that's right. Chris Sanchez, by the way, we coming around to the take. He's the number two starter heading to the postseason.
No.
Yeah, I'm almost there.
That's because you guys aren't Nola's men.
Nola's men, we are not Nola's men.
You guys are ready to jump ship.
It's more
that's
about...
That's not news. I don't want to hear that, Jack. I don't want to hear it.
ERA at home's under two.
And I'm fine with it. I got no problem with it. All I'm telling you is, when we get to the postseason, Knowles is the guy.
That hammer is real, for real.
Does everyone have a hammer now?
Well, he's got a hammer curve.
Okay.
Just want to point that one out. I don't know about the situation down below, but he does have a kid.
Oh, I thought that's what you're talking about with the curve.
No.
Okay. All right.
No.
Come on, man.
What? Jack,
this show has been off the chart.
That took like a second.
Yes, I just called on to that.
All right, so John Middleton, I guess he had some embargoed quotes. All the beat reporters are putting
what
out.
What type of quotes?
Embargoed. Like, I think they were all, I don't know, like, they all wrote the same story in the same day.
So they had a conversation with him one day. They weren't allowed to release it until today.
Yes.
Odd use of embargoed, but...
Well, you know me.
Yes, so, okay.
I think Elliot said it once, and I was like, that sounds like the right thing to say.
Okay.
So there's a lot of more important things, but the most...
You didn't know what it meant when you just used it.
I had no idea what it meant. Yeah, like zero. So, I thought it was a term that we all used.
No, okay.
No?
You've never heard me say embargoed.
So, what embargoed means, Jack, is if I give you information, let's say about a movie or any piece of information, but I say you are not allowed to use this information until tomorrow at this time, that means it is embargoed.
So I used it correctly.
Well, the quotes may have been embargoed, but it is a very strange choice, a strange way to use it. Much of the information you see in press releases is embargoed.
Listen, I think that's a roundabout way of saying I nailed it. Thank
you. Okay, all right.
So there's obviously important things to get to in this, but for me, the most important thing that was written is Middleton also listens to sports talk radio and shares many of the caller's sensibilities.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's right.
So who do you think... John Middleton, which caller of ours do you think he shares the most sensibilities with?
Well, a lot of our big baseball callers are calm down guys.
Yeah.
But like I kind of put him in the Chuck and Rios.
You think he's fired up?
I think he's pretty fired up. And maybe he listens to the final out on the way home.
Wow.
Yeah, of course, yes. Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't?
Yes.
You know, the owners do listen on the way home a lot, I've learned.
I can actually hear it. I can see them listening to the final out.
Yeah, he probably appreciated my rant on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
This is one of the bigger quotes that John Middleton said. He said, it's why I keep telling everybody it may be a privately held business that we own, but it's not a private organization. It's a very public organization. It's a stewardship. We have an obligation. We are accountable to the fans and to the city. If you don't approach it that way, you shouldn't be an owner, in my opinion.
I like it.
Yeah.
I mean,
he knows his fan base too.
Yeah.
So, and this is where the whole, I don't know how much they would listen to the station, but listening in spurts, moments, or when something big happens.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And so what have you, this is how you sort of get a feel for what your fans are about.
Absolutely.
And what they want. So you do have a sense. And you're not to pick on your boy, but Joshua Harris.
Well, he's not my boy. He's Elliot's boy.
Nah, well, he's your boy.
I'm just saying, you kind of feel like sometimes he's not connected, whereas with Middleton, you know he's definitely connected.
Yeah,
and with Jeffrey.
Yeah, I think the balance is you want him to be connected, but I don't really want him
reacting.
Think like me or to think like a caller, really.
Yeah.
Because there's this line with an owner where they care too much is the wrong thing, but care so much they involve themselves too much or make themselves part of something they shouldn't. And that's look, you spend all that money, you spend all that time. I can understand wanting to be
involved. And you have the actual veto power to do it if you want to.
Right. Well, and I don't think people totally understand how involved owners are in every single personnel decision that happens. People think that a good general manager just has like autonomy, can do whatever they want. It's normally not like that.
Right.
Even with a good owner.
Yep.
A good owner is going to ask you questions, understand why, but that veto power you're talking about, it was one of the reasons that the Giants Hard Knocks was interesting. People were ripping on Shane for how he was trying to handle John Mara. That's hard. When the owner wants something to happen and you don't think it's the right thing for the team, you can't just tell them.
Right.
You have to walk them around it.
Yes.
You know.
So you better have enough evidence when you do tell him.
It seems like Middleton has been a good combination of passionate, cares, knows it, but also lets everybody do their jobs, which is exactly what you would want.
Yep.
Which is not, I don't think that was the case with McPhail and Klentak. I think he got too involved.
Yes.
And I think that's why, like he said multiple times, I trust Dave Dombrowski a ton. And he said, I try to limit my time with the players, I guess, because they don't want to be so emotional, I guess, in a way. So I think it's important. And then the last thing here is, you know, they talked about, and this feels like a bit of a message to both the coaches and the players, that the owner is not happy with the 8-18 spell. First off, he called it a significant issue. So he's not just saying this is just baseball.
Yeah.
He's treating it as a significant issue. And he said, quote, I don't think you can just sit there and say, oh, well, this is happening, therefore we'll turn it around. I don't think you can be that passive. I think you have to be pushing and pushing people to rethink what they've been doing. That's coaches and that's players. Everybody has to step back and say, what are we doing wrong?
I appreciate that, too. I think that's even if he, who knows? Who knows how he takes that feeling and puts it into action behind the scenes?
Right.
But the fact that he is feeling that way, I think, is good. And the other thing that he has to worry about, and I know he wants to win. Obviously, he wants to win a championship. But if they win a championship and the season was not great and people didn't want to come to the park and the vibe was bad all year, chances are they're not going to win the title, right? Like, just with the way that the odds go.
Yep.
So he needs a good experience for everyone during the season, too, because in the end of the day, the odds of a team winning that, even if we say they're just as good as all the other great teams in baseball, that's six other teams or whatever it is. So I think him ensuring that somebody who goes to a game in the middle of July or the beginning of August isn't getting screwed out of a good time because the team decided it wasn't important for 2 months, I think that's good, you know?
Yeah, and by the way, good job by the Phillies this weekend with the 20-year celebration.
Yeah, it was awesome.
David Montgomery.
Yes.
Was that Saturday?
Saturday. Then they unveiled Monty's angle. Yeah. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
Just a good job. The players coming back. A lot of the guys that we all enjoy seeing.
Yeah, a little too much Lieberthal.
But well, okay.
Steve Jeltz's appearance on the
how about that? Yeah, that was a little shocking. Yeah, I wasn't ready for that one. But good job by the guys.
Yeah.
And everybody stopped by the booth. It was great hearing J-Roll during the game yesterday. Like, all that stuff is... The Phillies do a good job with that stuff.
Yeah, Rowan was on in the booth, I think, at one point. Yeah, it was.
The Phillies do a good job with that.
And the Dave Montgomery thing, you would be hard-pressed to find a front office executive with any team who is more beloved by literally everyone he came into contact with, like Dave Montgomery. And the thing about Dave Montgomery, and I think everybody mm-hmm. said this, he always made you feel like you mattered.
Yep.
Remembered who you are, what you did, you know, and he did that clearly with everyone around him. And it was just because he was a good guy and did care. It's not because he was, you know, Gabe Kapler would come in here and know your siblings, and you could tell it's just because he Googled it before he walked
in. Right, he studied it.
But whereas Dave Montgomery, like, genuinely cared about everyone, I thought it was a very fitting tribute. And Montgomery's angle is an awesome thing to give to him in mm-hmm. honor of him.
Yeah, it was... Yeah, man, that Phillies are a good organization, man. They really are.
Yeah.
It was good to hear.
Good people.
I liked hearing Wheels in the booth again, too.
Yes.
Like, yeah, how about that? Wheels back? Yes.
It's good.
I think I saw Wheels at spring training this year.
Yeah, we saw him down there. We just seen him down there when he was down there. But, like, in the booth through the whole,
I know what you're saying.
I was waiting for him to say they need a bloop and a blast, but they had, like...
Where was Sarge at, man?
They knew that Sarge was in there, too.
Yeah, he was around.
I miss Sarge.
Yeah.
Oh.
He was fun. Well, because all those guys were on when the game was flying by. Like, they were on for like 2 minutes because Chris Sanchez was having like a minute innings.
to do a complete game in just 100 pitches. That's pretty good.
That's pretty fast.
The amazing thing about Wheeler and Andy Musser at one point, too, is that these guys that everybody complained about when they were in the booth.
Right.
It is truly, you don't know what you got till it's gone.
Because
everyone complained about Wheels. Everyone complained about Andy Musser. And then all of a sudden, Wheels, Andy Musser, not there at Andy Musser, may he rest in peace, but they're not there anymore. And you're like, man, maybe they were pretty good. Because then when you hear Wheeler again, you realize how good he was when he was on. You know? So I think maybe one of the things that drove people crazy is that he was probably a little more honest than they were used to a color guy being. So
he was pretty positive.
What's that?
He was pretty positive about the team.
Wheels. Yes. So, Dave in Reading, you are on WIP. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys. First, I wanted to congratulate you on the new show setup. Spike, I wasn't sure when you first came on how it was going to play out, but love Mike and Jack, and I think the chemistry with all you guys is awesome. So, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, brother.
Yeah. You do not seem alone in the people who are unsure of whether I was going to screw the show up. So I appreciate you saying that I have not screwed the show up. Obviously, Ike and Jack over the last several years have built what is a very successful show. John, obviously, part of that. So just trying to fit in while also being myself, it was, it was a little nerve-wracking, so I'm glad you enjoy it. We have a good time.
Yeah, you're doing a great job. My opinion on the Harper situation, I guess I'm with Ike on this one. I don't really understand the need to sit somebody when your time where you really need to perform is just minutes in a game. I get it. You have to sit between innings and you have to stand at first base. But you know, he's a professional. You know, he should be able to play. I think it's too important with the momentum going on for them to really not put their best players on the field. And when I saw the lineup before the game, I thought, well, they're basically just potential mailing in a loss right there. So that's kind of where I stand on. I get it with JT. I get sitting him because of the up and down with the catcher and his age. But with Harper, I just don't understand why they wouldn't at least put him in for a pinch hitter. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Let me ask you this, and we don't know that this is true, but let's say you were able to sit down with Rob Thompson privately in a meeting where he would tell you everything was true. And he said to you, hey, look, I look at Bryce every day. I could see his back was bothering him. We don't want to say that publicly. But I felt like he could use a day off based on a guy that I see every single day. What would you say to that?
I would probably say, what does Bryce Harper think about that? If Bryce Harper wanted to play and thought he was good enough to play, you know, he's not a child. He's a grown man.
Do grown men always make the right decision? I mean, I'm around plenty of grown men that do not. So nobody in here, obviously.
I'm going to say, hold up.
Yeah. I'm just saying in life. I agree with you. All players want to, not all players, but players want to play every day. Mm-hmm. I wish somebody had said to Joel Embiid over the last 7 years, hey, big fella, how about you don't play this back-to-back? I know you want to win MVP. I know you want to be there for your team. I know you think they can't win without you. But it's more important that you are fresh in the playoffs than good now. I wish somebody had said that.
Mm-hmm. And meant it.
Yeah, and meant it.
And
yes.
Held him to it.
And the truth is, Dave, we don't see what they're paying Rob Thompson for is to look at these guys every day and decide what the best way to get the best out of them is. And you either trust him in doing that or you don't trust him in doing that. I would just say I trust him in doing that. Maybe I'm wrong, but I would say that if that is his primary, what he's really good at, I would just sort of trust him to do it. Tell us why you want to be in the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Why should we pick you?
Well, I got two reasons. First off, I was in a league for like 15 years, and after all those years, I finally won a league, and then the time came for me to get the prize, and it wasn't there. So now I quit that league, number one.
You got screwed. What was the prize? Was it money?
Yeah, it was. So
okay.
I got like about a quarter of what I should have gotten.
Uh-oh.
So I just quit that league, so I'm kind of a man without a league. And then secondly, I think it's fun when you get into the leagues and you have people that are able to go banter and trash talk, and I consider myself sarcastic, that's why I get a kick out of Jack. So I think it would be, I'd add some fun to the league with some of the banter and trash talking.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for the call, Dave. I'm sorry that they screwed you in the other league. Now, here's the good thing.
We would never do that.
Huge cash prize. With our league.
Ooh.
No, there's actually no cash prize.
Like what?
Mm-hmm. Mostly pride. Largely will be pride.
Largely. Oh, we will have a trophy though, right?
Yeah, we'll have
we're
a trophy.
We're working on it.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have a trophy. We'll get a trophy.
I'm definitely sure we're going to get a trophy.
Never mind.
Okay.
Well, because I've seen some of these fantasy football league trophies.
Oh, yes.
And I've seen anything from a jock to a cup.
To a hammer? Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And big hammer?
Yeah, big hammer.
Yeah. Big hammer.
So yeah, I've seen some of these trophies.
We do have to come up with a punishment for last place.
Yes.
And then there's normally a punishment for last place.
They're starting to take over. Like you got a caddy for one of Ike's rounds.
Yes.
That one.
Oh, I like that.
Ooh, I like that.
Then you're going to be in the cart though, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because you're not walking 18 holes.
Well, depending on what we're playing.
Well, it's, yeah. you got to work your connections on that. It might be Riverwinds.
So let we
That's
will
true.
We'll do, so yeah we do have to decide on the last place punishment as well.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, the return of the Mount Rushmore.
Woohoo!
Should I say what it is?
Sure.
It is the Mount Rushmore of places where people act disrespectful to each other.
Mm.
Yes, this is me complaining about how people act. Yes. Oh yeah, I could do several Mount Rushmore.
So yes, a lot of places.
Yes. So that is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.